We use numeracy throughout our lives in everything from our jobs to hobbies. Numeracy provides the foundation for learning other math concepts. In the last section, we'll discuss two of these concepts, measurement and patterns. Early numeracy skills allow us to apply and comprehend measurement, and numeracy and patterns help us learn mathematical operations and understand mathematical relationships. Learning about measurement is an important lifelong skill. We use it in everything from cooking to driving to selecting the right size clothes. Measurement includes size, length, height, weight, volume, distance, and time. And we can measure different attributes of the same object. Take a bowl, for instance. We can measure its height, weight, capacity, or circumference. And the bowl may be big in circumference, but little in height. Measurement is a natural part of children's play long before they learn to use measurement tools like a ruler. Infants fill and empty containers. Toddlers add and remove stacking cups. Preschoolers build tall towers or talk about how fast or far they can run. Adults can enhance children's understanding of measurement with the language they use. Use words such as heavy, far, tall, and how long. The slide is near, but the swings are far. Teachers don't need to create planned lessons on concepts like big versus little. Instead, incorporate math conversation and practice math concepts during everyday play. You stack the little rock on top of the big rock. Now you have two rocks in your stack. Children will also pick up math concepts from watching you.